Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow it just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hello, listeners. This is your host, Doran Roosevelt, and I'm still waiting for our guest, and she has some great things to talk about tonight, but she's nowhere to be found, and I'm looking for her, so I'll just give an introduction. And hopefully she'll be here magically when I'm finished. Her name is Connie Hubner, and she is a leading spiritual luminary of these times. She's a founder of Divine Mother Guidance and Healing and Divine Mother Church. She communicates with Divine Mother and brings profound divine messages of healing and knowledge. Before I go on any further, I'm getting a call, so just a minute. Okay, sorry everyone, that was Connie calling me privately and saying she was having some trouble getting on. She's coming on right now, so I'll just continue reading her introduction. She communicates with the Divine Mother and brings profound divine messages of healing and knowledge for many people. Unique among spiritual teachers, Connie not only receives divine messages, but teaches others to receive them as well. She can teach anyone to receive these messages and answer the life's questions from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Master, Babaji, or any divine being. Connie has written a book, Divine Mother Healing, which contains a series of healing tools that people can use to heal themselves and their loved ones. They are effective.
Okay. Oh my
words
God, I'm so hot.
Are just read out loud and repeated silently. Using these tools automatically connects you to the healing power of Divine Mother. Connie is here to tell us about the journey that brought her to the Divine Mother and how the wisdom passed along to her is resonating across the globe. Connie, you're here. Hello there.
Hello. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Yes, I'm glad you got on. So let's start out with the major question I'm sure we all have. Who is Divine Mother?
Okay. So Divine Mother is that unity of the Mother, Father, God presence. However, the mother aspect of the divine is coming forth now, and she's come forth really throughout many centuries to reveal herself and to assist humanity in healing and lifting their consciousness and dealing with the many challenges that we have here on the earth. The Divine Mother is particularly coming forth now at this time because the human family has become so separated and conflicted, fighting, warring with one another. And the mother is coming back now very strongly to bring her children home, to bring us into a unified human family. And you'll see her popping up everywhere. As the divine feminine is on the rise, the divine presence of God, the divine feminine presence of God is manifesting now. And she wants a very personal relationship with each one of us, whether you're male or female. She's a hands-on mother. She wants to assist us in transforming and dealing with the problems that we have, not only in the world family, but in our personal lives. So that's who the Divine Mother is. She's really the mother of the universe. When I discovered her, she was actually manifesting the universe. That was quite an experience.
So tell us about who she is. Yeah, how did you discover Divine Mother?
So I had been leading a spiritual life. I was aware of growth and evolution and definitely spiritual evolution and how that affected our personal lives. I was meditating. I was actually a teacher of meditation, and I was teaching people how to move into that source, that unified field, which is really what meditation is designed to do, is to experience that place where we are all one in consciousness. And I was doing that and enjoying that myself, but I wasn't experiencing the divine as a personal being that I could relate to. And I was yearning for that. My heart was wanting to be devoted to God in a specific form. And I really didn't know who or what that form would be. So I went on an inward quest. I every day when my daughter was taking a nap, she was an infant at the time, I would close my eyes and I would just settle into the quiet within and say, okay, where is the kingdom of heaven? I'm not experiencing any angels or pearly gates or, let alone communicating with divine beings of any kind. And nothing would happen. Actually, for about a month, more, maybe 2 or 3 months, nothing happened, even though I was regularly going in and requesting it. I would just see like a blank wall. And so I was getting frustrated, and at one point I started, I was raised in a Christian tradition, although I hadn't been particularly active in it. But at one point I cried out to Jesus. I said, you're the one who said the kingdom of heaven is within. Show it to me. Where is it? And no answer. So anyway, I just was very persistent. And one day I saw in my inner sight, in my inner image, I saw a sparkle of light. And I thought, oh my gosh, finally there's something. So even though it was just a sparkle of light, I started to watch it. And the sparkle of light started doing things. It would rise up into a wave, or it would all of a sudden turn into 1,000 points of light all around me, or it would be a soft glow. And I was just watching all the different things that light could do. And I got the distinct impression that light was enjoying showing me what it could do. It was kind of like showing off. And so I just continued watching the light. And then every day after that, when I went into my, what I called my heaven research, I would look for the light to come. And I would start, in fact, if it didn't come, I would say, the divine light is filling me now. And after saying that 4 or 5 times, the divine light would start to, I would notice light. And sometimes I didn't visualize it. I just felt lightness. But that didn't matter. At least something was happening. And I noticed that as I continued, that I really started feeling better. Light was actually improving my life, even when I was, in activity and doing things. And one time I decided I was going to try it out on my husband. because he would come home from work and he would be, you know, kind of grumpy and grouchy and stressed out from the day. And so I said, I didn't say it out loud. He would come in and, you know, we'd greet. And I when I'd realize he was tense and uptight, I started to say, divine light is pouring into you. Silently inside. I didn't say it out loud.
Huh.
More divine light and more divine light filling you. Divine light, flow in. And so I did that for a few minutes, and I noticed he changed.
Oh.
That he dropped his negative attitude and his exhaustion and all of the complaints he was having, and he kind of just dismissed it, and he started smiling, and we ended up, you know, having a good conversation and a very nice evening together. So I then started just trying out this divine light on everybody, everywhere, and including myself every day. And as I used the divine light, another thing appeared to me in my heaven research. This is what I called my times of quiet when I would go inside to look for this elusive kingdom of heaven. I noticed that I was feeling love, and it wasn't love for anything. It was just pure love as an love as love, which I had never experienced before. I always loved someone or something or some idea even. But this was just simple, pure love. And I thought, I wonder what I could do with love. So I started using love the way I was using light. I would say, love is filling me now. More love filling me. I also tested on my husband, which was fun. But he was my, you know, I experimented with everything on him in the beginning without him even knowing. I noticed he became more loving, more receptive, more soft, more, again, he would drop the sharp edges that he had picked up at his office. And so I was realizing that not only were these qualities of light and love affecting me, they were also affecting him. And I didn't really know what I was doing, but I just kept using it. And then another divine tool came to me. It was divine truth. I don't know where, when I say came to me, it was just, I just became aware of it. It started, and now in retrospect, I believe that it was given to me by the Divine Mother. I was being pulled along and cultivated in my interest in meeting a divine person. And so I developed all of these different methods of cleansing myself, of clearing my energy field of discord and fear and tension and all of that. And I called them healing tools. But I still hadn't met a personal expression of God, which is what I had originally intended to do. And finally one day, I was, again, sitting with my eyes closed, my daughter sleeping, and I was watching the light, which I had learned how to do and often did, and this time the light rose up in a big, grand, huge, like a tidal wave, this golden wave of light. And I'm somebody who did not have a lot of inner experiences like this. I just want to make that point, that there are people I know who have lots of, you know, angelic beings and things coming to them like that, but I wasn't at that time. So that's why I was doing this research. Where is it? Anyway, so I watched this beautiful wave of light come up, and then it divided into two waves, and then it divided into four waves. And then those waves started dividing. And then I would see currents of light flowing off in different places. And I was, you know, really like experiencing this amazing expansion and multiplication of light. Light became particles. And I finally said to the, just spontaneously, I thought, who are you? And this impulse came back to me. That's the only way I can describe it. It wasn't words. It was an impulse came back to me and said, I am the Divine Mother, and I am birthing the universe. Well, I was awed by that, and I sat back and watched her, this creative action of birth, as she called it, and I watched how the light would come up, and by the way, the script, the Christian scriptures anyway, say there was nothingness, there was darkness, and then there was light. So I was like, wow, I must be on the right track here. And the light started to create, and as she was saying, the universe. And I noticed as it advanced, it created particles. And then those particles I knew would become, I just had an inner knowing that the particles would become atoms, and the atoms would create matter. And then matter would create physical forms. And so it was just a very incredible experience, and that this Divine Mother was showing me. And at that time, I signed on with the Divine Mother. I thought, wow, I want to learn. I want to learn from her. And so I've been learning from her for the past, that happened probably 25 years ago. And I've just continuing to learn more and more. And I realized that she taught me all these healing tools that are in this book now that I've written. And so that's why I call them Divine Mother Healing, because even though I didn't know in the beginning, I realized later that somebody was teaching me, and that she, in fact, was that sparkle of light that I first saw. And if she had appeared as some giant wave, I probably wouldn't have gotten it. I had to start with a little sparkle and then build up, use the light, use the light, the love, the truth that I was receiving on other people to know that it actually can change lives. And so I've got this whole book now called Divine Mother Healing, which I wanted to share what I had learned with others to empower people. If I can take a little jump here, I just wanted what I learned with these tools is that you can change a negative situation into a positive situation, no matter how harsh it is. And the negative situations tend to disempower us, and the positive situations empower us. We feel like, you know, we don't have to put up with the suffering or the pain or with other people's arguing and attacks. We can change the energy. And so I wanted to write this book really so people would no longer be victims of the circumstances around them, and instead could create the situations around them with positive energy, with in fact divine energy. So
sounds easy.
That's a long answer to your question.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, how does this energy work, or when we get it, does this healing work? How does it work once we grasp it?
Okay. Well, so there's all kinds of energy around us all the time. We're actually made from energy. Even our physical bodies are made out of vibration and energy. Every object, every material object is made out of vibration. And physicists can tell you, you know, how these waves and particles move and create matter. So at the subtlest level, the deepest level, we're all energy. And truly, the energy that we are is life force. It's the life energy. And And what I have come to realize is that the embodiment of that life energy is the Divine Mother. So the way you use these tools is, first of all, you just connect with Divine Mother simply by saying, Divine Mother, I call upon Divine Mother to heal this situation. And then you become the agent of the Divine Mother, and you start saying, Divine Light is pouring into me now, if it's for me, or Divine Light is pouring into my whatever, the ache in my back, more light and more light is filling it now. Or if it's a relationship issue, Divine Light is pouring into my relationship. And this is just the beginning. So you pour in the Divine Light, and then I have a series of tools that you can use in a specific order to really transform a situation. You can use them one by one, like I just did. I just used the Divine Light. Or you can do a sequence where you first call on the Divine Mother and call on, I actually call on all kinds of divine beings. Divine beings who wrecked, I'm very specific about the ones I call on. I call on the ones who know they are infinite and whole. They know they are connected to everything in the universe, and have achieved what one might call enlightenment or awakening. Because I want to call on the highest possible vibration for my healing. And so that's why I call on those great ones who it's been written, told, known that they have gained this very highest really quality of consciousness. Because I want that high quality of consciousness. So why not call on somebody who you know has gotten it, and let them activate the healing within you?
Okay.
So basically, your question was how do you work with energy, or how do you know you're working with energy? Is you just start activating it. And I activate it by saying, I would say, the Divine Light is pouring into everyone listening to us now. More and more Divine Light is filling us. And I then would say, soften in your heart. Just soften in your heart. And in fact, soften in the whole body, because when your body's soft, you're more sensitive to energy, and you can sense that the Divine Light is filling you. More light and more light pouring into you, pouring into everyone listening to this right now. Again and again, everyone is bathed in Divine Light, filled with Divine Light, healed by Divine Light. Divine healing is taking place right now for all those listening. And that's just a short version of what I do. When I do these healings, I can do it for 15 minutes, I can do it for an hour, or I can do it in a few seconds. I call it healing on the run. But I'm always using the light and directing it to something, like pouring it into somebody's life or to my own life.
Okay.
And it really has some remarkable results. It's very subtle. That's why I ask people to soften, because when you're soft, you're more expansive. You're not as imprisoned by the physical body. You're actually softening beyond the boundaries of the physical, and you feel You feel bigger. You feel better. And then you start moving the light. And then after the light, I pour in the love. Divine love is pouring in. And when I do see people individually, and depending on what their situation is, you might want to use light or love or truth or divine grace. If they have a lot of like stuck energy or heavy, dense energy, I will say go into the light to that energy. If somebody is feeling angry, upset, or just off center, there's usually some thick energy that's sitting in their system. And you can say, go into the light to it. Go into the light. If you're having a lot of negative thoughts, and negative thoughts can create negative experiences. So you'll feel negative when you have negative thoughts. Nothing, you get into nothing's working, I don't like my life, I'm a loser, and all those, break those thoughts. The break command is one of my other tools. And the way you use that is you simply say, you say break to the thought vibration. Every thought is a vibration. It's an energy. And so you can, if it's a negative thought, something you don't want, you can say break. Or you can say go into the light. These are two of the tools that are in my book. And I explain rather thoroughly in the book how to use them so that you know why you're saying break. You know what you're saying it to. You're saying it to these heavy negative thoughts, or your even your bad mood. With depression, the break command works really well. Break and go into the light, because depression is like a heavy, it's just a heaviness that a weight that kind of weighs someone down so they can barely move. They don't want to move, in fact. And if you can break that density by just saying break, break, and go into the light, send that energy into the light for transformation. Go and break are very effective tools. I use them all the time when people have, heavy problems. And sometimes, if this is a lifelong pattern of depression or fear, fear is another thing that a lot of people live with all the time. And that needs to be brought into the light. It needs, really, fear needs to be brought into love. So I'm talking about light, love, break, and go as energies. And that's kind of a new idea for most people. They just think they're words. But you're actually dealing with energy, vibration, when you work with these tools. You're changing the vibration around you from something that's not helpful, that could even retard your progress, to something that supports your progress and supports your creativity. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does. Actually, it's a very useful tool, I'm sure, because we all get depressed. And it's so easy. And here you're just finding a way to get through that. Remember that, yes, there's good things in life, too. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And to help you, it's almost like with depression or a lot of these bad moods, it's like the clouds come in over you. They cloud your eyes and they cloud your vision. The clouds are coming in. And if you can just break up those clouds, another one of my tools, which I love, is bursting light, where you imagine like a big sun bursting and spraying light all over the place. Burst. I'll say burst, and I'll imagine burst like a sun bursting with lots of like rays and thousands of particles of light. Burst, burst, burst. And as odd as it sounds, the energy is actually doing that. People don't realize that we have the ability to move energy and tell energy what to do. It's remarkable. And I didn't know that. I just, you know, innocently stumbled on to the light and to the love and to all of these tools mostly the reason I did it is I wanted to meet a divine being. I wanted to basically meet God, because I had a few questions to ask. And in this process, I had to clear myself of all of the fear and the pain and the shame that I carried and so many of us carry, to be able to realize that there is something very beautiful and powerful within me that I can connect to. I call it the Divine Mother, because that was my first experience of it. So that's what I'm doing, is I'm actually inviting people to meet the Divine Mother and learn from her, really. What I do now is, when I have a problem in my life, I'll settle in I'll go. The Divine Mother is in the heart, and I'll say, Divine Mother, are you there? And I will wait for her to answer, and she answers with an energy language. You can also learn to translate that energy language into words, but I first experienced it as a shift of my energy. And you have to kind of be quiet and pause for a minute to sense that energy. Otherwise, the noise of the world will overshadow it, and you won't notice it, because you'll be distracted by all the noisy activity of the world. So it's good to be in a quiet place. Even, you know, as I said, I was a meditation teacher before I got into this Divine Mother work. So I was used to quieting myself down. And anyone can quiet themselves down. In fact, just breathe, take some deep breaths, and put your attention on your heart, and that will quiet you down. You might want to do it for 3 or 4 minutes. The more you do it, the quieter you get. And then you'll be subtle enough to be able to sense the Divine Mother, because she's everywhere. She's not, you're not separate from her, ever. That's why I'm saying you can call on her. You can say, Divine Mother, come forth. And then pause. Hesitate. Wait. And if nothing happens, you can say again, where are you, Divine Mother? Where are you?
So anyone can do this, can call upon the Divine Mother by breathing and quieting and just asking for it.
Yes. The breathing and quieting is just so that you can perceive her more easily. but then and you're getting into a more settled state.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you, I teach people how to do this. I actually teach a class on how to talk to Divine Mother. And one of the things that is necessary is to clear your system of discordant energies so that you can hear. That's why I always recommend people breathe and engage with their heart. So anyone who's listening can just breathe, take a deep breath, and let your attention go to your heart and kind of notice the in-breath or the heart is easy to work with breath because the heart is between the two lungs and as you're breathing all the time. So just notice your breath filling up the lungs, and you're also noticing the heart area. The heart is right there.
Huh.
And many people don't notice their heart because they just don't think of it, I guess. I certainly didn't until I got into this. But you're actually opening up the heart, clearing it when you intentionally let the breath flow into it as you breathe into your lungs. And it'll settle you down also. So I begin by having people breathe into the heart like this. I can take you through that if you want. And then Okay. So breathe into the heart. We're breathing, and I'll breathe with you. As we're breathing into the heart center, it's the center of your body, center of the torso. Allow the breath to come in and notice if there's any tension or tightness in the heart when you breathe. And it's not just the whole, not just the heart organ. I'm talking about the whole energy center around the heart. Some call the heart, people call it the heart chakra. So you breathe into it several times. And if you notice heaviness or tension, breathe into that. Because the breath will open it up. It'll help the tension soften and dissolve. So breathing into the heart, allowing that beautiful divine breath to not only flow into your heart, but even flow through it. Do you notice anything when you breathe into your heart? Do you notice what do you notice?
You relax.
Yeah, exactly. Right, you feel relaxed. So then breathe into that relaxation. Breathing in to the relaxation. And it'll help you relax even more.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you noticing now?
Well, you relax more and you're ready to connect with the Divine Mother, receive any messages that might be out there.
All right. Yes. Yes. So then in that relaxed state, say, Divine Mother, come forth. Just breathing in and saying, Divine Mother, come forth. And then and see what happens. See if you notice anything. And different people notice different things. They'll notice expansion is one. Or you might notice warmth.
Yeah,
you might feel as if
warmth. Yeah.
You notice warmth?
Yeah.
Right.
You mentioned, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so but you want to make sure that's Divine Mother. So just quietly inside with your, you know, inner voice, say to the warmth, is that you, Divine Mother? And see what the energy does. Is that you, Divine Mother?
Yeah, it's even warmer and calmer. And I don't calm down very easily. I'm a very tense person, so this is very helpful, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll definitely be able to use this.
So there's more to it, though. So what that feeling warmer and calmer, that's her communicating to you. She's answering your question. Are you Divine Mother? She's giving you an energy answer, which is an expansion. It's an increase in the energy of the warmth. And it's all the things you said. It's a settling down. Now, other people might notice something different. So I'm just saying this so that your listeners will know that they might be experiencing a different way.
Yeah.
So basically, in energy language, an expansion is a yes, and a contraction or nothing happening is a no.
Uh-huh. So, that's nice.
Yeah. So you asked, are you Divine Mother? And you got a yes answer in the energy.
Okay. Hands are tingling. They're all nice and warm. That's great. My hands are never warm. This is wonderful.
All right. Beautiful. So then let's ask her another question. So you want to make sure that it truly is the Divine Mother. So you say, do you come in the name of the divine truth? And let go. You're asking that energy. This is a communication with energy here.
Yeah. Oh.
So when you ask that, what happened?
The warmth is spreading. My whole upper body's becoming warm now.
Okay. So she's saying another yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do come in the name of divine truth.
Very interesting.
And then, so you're learning how to communicate with her first as an energy, because she is energy. And you're learning how to read the energy. Now, ask, this is the next question, say to her, what is your message? And in this question, you have to, well, first tell me what happens. You'll see the energy, and then I'll tell you how to read what it's saying. So do you have a message for me?
Well, I'm becoming warmer yet, and my fingers are definitely tingling and vibrating.
Okay, now you have to kind of intuit, use your intuition to create meaning. What is she trying to tell you with all that warmth and the tingling fingers? Do you get any sense?
That I can do it. And that's what, you know, most people need to know when they're doing something.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, that's great.
That's beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Yes, that's so beautiful. You can do it. you can do any whatever you can do what we're doing right now, which is communicate with Divine Mother.
Yeah, and as we're talking, it's just my whole body's tingling and vibrating and then warm. This is great.
Right.
Definitely
right.
Confirmation here. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're that's beautiful. You're so if we were in a class together or something like that, which I do teach classes in this, we would just practice more. But the first step is just to get familiar with those steps. You first got quiet, you settled down, we breathed into the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you were settled and more relaxed, you got relaxed, you said, Divine Mother, come forth. And then you waited. The wait time is what most people don't wait to get give her a chance to signal you, to give her a chance for her to work with your, to vibrationally move with you. And then the next thing you did is verify that it is her by saying, do you come in the name of divine truth? And you got more expansion, more energy, more warmth.
Huh.
And then the third question is, what is your message? And now you're getting confirmation that you can do this. She was telling you, yeah, see? I'm paraphrasing, but it's kind of like, yeah, see, you can do this. You can talk to me. So that's the beginning. And then the rest of it is just refining that, practicing. And when you can't do it, if you ever ask, do you come in the name of divine truth, and you get nothing happens, or there's a contraction, say, go into the light. Go into the light. Because it means something is blocking that connection. Go into the light. Go, and I'll even say, go, go, go. Yeah. And
wow.
So that's beautiful. And I get messages from Divine Mother all the time. And I do the same thing that I just taught you how to do. But because I'm used to it, I do it more fluidly than just learning for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So do you want me to give you a message from her that I'm getting?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we've just been through it, but I'll just, so everyone knows, I'm softening in my heart. And just again relaxing in the whole heart, even it extends to the torso actually. And I'm saying, Divine Mother, come forth. And I'm getting a kind of shimmery feeling around my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm going to say, do you come in the name of divine truth? And I got a big, like, sort of a lift of energy, lift of vibration. It was almost like it was going upward. And then I'm going to say, what is your message to everyone here tonight? I love you. I am Divine Mother. I come in the name of the infinite truth of all life. And I love you. I love who you are. I love what you do. I love your precious heart, and I want to heal your heart. Many people on this earth have hearts that are wounded, and it's important to heal them, to bring back your life force, your ability to love fully. So I am here to help all of you free yourselves from the chains of not understanding who you are.
Yeah.
I know who you are. And you are magnificent people. You are good. And I want you to know how beautiful you are. I'm here because we need to change things on this planet. And I love you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So,
there's more.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. There's lots more. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your background? How did you get into this?
Oh, okay.
Completely changed subject.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I'm just thinking, where am I going to start?
We haven't really talked about you.
Yes. So I grew up in a regular family with like everybody else, and spiritually speaking, I grew up in the Episcopal Church. And I wasn't like super into it or anything, which is surprising because now I'm actually a minister of a church now. I started a church called the Divine Mother Church. And my church actually honors the Divine Mother in all of the spiritual traditions, because every spiritual tradition has a Divine Mother figure. And so I honor, in my church, we honor all the divine mothers from all of the different cultural traditions of the world. But I didn't get religion really. I just went because my family went. And as soon as I was 18 and didn't have to go to church anymore, I stopped. In fact, I decided that I was going to be an atheist because I actually had a little talk with God. I said, if you exist, you have to show me, because I'm not going to believe in you otherwise. And so until you prove yourself to me, I'm going to just, act as if you don't exist. So I did that when I was about 18, and I went to college and all of that, but when I was in college, one day I was lying on my back in this beautiful meadow, looking up at the sky. It was a gorgeous day, sun was out, and everything, and I had been kind of an amateur astronomer, and I knew that there were stars up there that I couldn't see in constellations. And so I decided I would try to see them even when I couldn't see them. And I started looking at the sky and sort of searching in this infinite blue space for these constellations. And the next thing I knew, and this was like just a kind of a remarkable, innocent experience, is I felt unified with everything. I called it my oneness experience. I became one with everything. And it's, I think some people have had that experience, but it's amazing. It's like incredible. And so when I have no idea how long it lasted, and because the next thing I knew was I was just, you know, back there lying on the ground again. And I happened to be with a friend, and we got up, and the first thing I could say to him was, I'm one with you, and I'm one with the space between us, and I'm one with those trees over there. And he had a very quizzical look on his face, and I just thought, I can't explain this. I'm not going to try to explain this. So I went back to my dorm, and I was afraid. It was, I, you know, just went through the day, and I was one with everything, and it didn't go away. But when I went to bed that night, I was afraid I would forget that I was one with everything, because it was a wonderful experience. It was fantastic. And I had tremendous peace. It was almost like I didn't have to be afraid of anything because I am everything. So I made a big number one, and I put it on my mirror on the dress, you know, the dresser in my room, so that and the next morning I wouldn't forget that I was one with everything. So I went to bed, and then the next morning I woke up, and it was like, oh my God, I'm still one with everything. And then I started just kind of telling people about it. And they would say, they really, you know, when someone comes up, things are different now because consciousness is more expanded. But this was the 70s, and people weren't having these experiences commonly. And so I was saying, they would look at me like I was being too intimate with them. If I said, I'm one with you, it's like, wait a second. So I stopped saying I was one with everybody. And instead I would tell them, I have this theory that I'm one with everything. Uh-huh. And then we could talk about it. And people sent me to, and I said, do you know anyone else who is experiencing it? The thing is about it is it didn't, the experience didn't go away. And so I couldn't get rid of it. I couldn't pretend to be isolated and alone and just me, and just, you know, without, separate from everybody else. So I got used to living with it, but I was trying to find somebody else who was living it, because I couldn't tell anyone because they thought I was weird. They either would send me to a psychiatrist. they would say, you need to go to a psychiatrist, or they would say, you're on a drug. You're having a drug experience. And I would say, no, this is real. I can't get rid of it. Anyway, I kind of went on a search to try to find other people who were experiencing oneness with everything. And by the way, I realized, I think God just revealed itself to me. Uh-huh. I think this oneness is also God. Then I thought, I really better keep this quiet. I went on a search, and it took me a couple years to find somebody else who was experiencing it. And it happened to be someone who isn't living anymore. His name was Baba Ram Das. He was Richard Alpert. Yes. He was one of the experimenters with Timothy Leary of LSD. back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know of him. Okay. Well, anyway, I met him, and I had developed this test to tell if somebody was experiencing oneness. And, of course, I'd never met another person who was, so I didn't even know if the test would work. But I would stare in somebody's eyes, and if they could hold my gaze and not look away, then we would meet. My thought was that we would meet in the oneness. We would be able to be experiencing oneness with each other. And but nobody could do that. I would stare at people and they would look away. And it never occurred to me that they probably thought I was really weird for staring them in the eye. But I couldn't find anybody who could hold my gaze. So I had heard that Ram Dass, Baba Ram Dass, had been with an Indian master in India and had been experiencing, you know, all kinds of exalted consciousness. And so I sought him out. I happened to be in New England at the time where he was living. And I called him up on the phone and I asked if I could come over and meet him. And he said yes. And I went over. All he did was knock on his door. He answered the door and we stared into each other's eyes.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, he could do it. And then I left. And my problem was he was going back to India to be with his guru the next day. So I couldn't hang out with him anymore. And so so that was that. I finally had found one person who was also experiencing the oneness, but I couldn't talk to him about it or, you know, ask him any questions about it because he was leaving the country. So I was then kind of still on my own, and I would ask people about it and talk to people about it, and they would say, oh, if you go to this experiencing, you know, this, in those days, the 70s, they were having encounter groups, you know what those are. They were the sort of the beginning of the self, the self-knowledge program, the inner knowledge and the learning to be yourself and to open up and speak your truth. Well, anyway, so I went to those, and they were wonderful, but I still didn't find anybody who could hold my gaze. And but from one of those classes, I met somebody who said, you need to learn how to meditate. Because sometimes in meditation, I feel oneness with everything. And I thought, okay, where can I go learn to meditate? And she told me about this, the TM Center, Transcendental Meditation, where they were teaching lots of people how to meditate. So I went there, I learned to meditate, and I still hadn't found anyone who could hold my gaze, but I asked them, do you know... Oh, in the last class I took, they talked about cosmic consciousness, and that is when you are one with everything. Experience being one with everything.
Yeah.
And so I said, "Do you know anyone experiencing it?" And they said, "Yes, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder, is." And so I went off to meet the founder of Transcendental Meditation. It took me about a year to find out where he was and how to go to a class so I could meet him. But I did meet him, and I looked into his eyes, and I basically fell into his eyes. They were so deep and so rich, and he was definitely experiencing the oneness. Bigger than I was, way bigger than I was. And so I signed on with him. Mm-hmm. And I became a teacher of, that's the meditation I taught, Transcendental Meditation. It's truly a very wonderful meditation. And I, you know, taught that for many years. I taught TM. Mm-hmm. And because I was teaching people how to experience that source, that depth, and it was very fulfilling. And as I taught people to do that, then my heart started to expand, and I wanted to meet the creator of the universe. And that's what led me to the Divine Mother.
I
went on that quest that I told you about, that search for the supreme being of the universe. Mm-hmm. And that's how I met Divine Mother. So I still meditate, but I also contact Divine Mother and talk to her and teach people how to accelerate their progress and clear negativity from their lives by using these divine tools.
So
that's where I come back to this, to what I'm doing now, which is doing, it's called vibrational healing or energy healing. And so I have a website, and what I do, a lot of, I do group healings, which any of your listeners are welcome to come every other week.
Tell us your website so people can get to it.
Okay. Yeah. It's DivineMotherOnline.net. And that's it, DivineMotherOnline.net. And okay. And you can, I do these group sessions, I do private sessions, but every Saturday morning, it's 10 o'clock Central Time, because I'm in the Central Time Zone. People attend, and the big groups can come. I mean, it's on Instant Teleseminar, so it's audio only. It's not. I do have a Zoom meeting once a week too, but the ones on Saturday are Instant Teleseminar, which is a audio program.
Okay.
And but anyways, they come to the website, then I will take you into a deep experience, a deep cleansing experience, where the pain and the suffering and the agitation, we can dissolve it. We can send it into the light. And really, with a big group, it's even more powerful to work with a group. And so I'm inviting people, and if they can't make it, if you just sign up, we send you a recording of the session afterwards, so you can listen to the recording, because the time, 10 o'clock Central on a Saturday morning, might not work for everybody.
Okay.
And but at least I'm inviting, go to the website. I have 10 of these free vibrational tools on the website that you can download at no charge, and then try those out. I have a lot of recordings that people can get for no charge. And there are things that they can pay for, too, if they want to. And the book is on the website, the Divine Mother Healing Book. And you can order it there, or you can go to Amazon and order it. Barnes & Noble carries it, too. And and learn how to be an energy healer. This is the whole thing. Anybody can do this. And it's just, my book is like a workbook. The first 40 pages are my story and how I discovered all this. And the rest of the book is actually how to use these divine mother tools and change negative situations into positive situations. I mean, it's amazing how I have tons of people who have noticed shifts and changes quickly in their lives. Anything. Difficulty with family, difficulty in relationships. If a relationship isn't going well, it's usually because there's some energy that's blocked between the two parties in the relationship, or there's some deep pain somewhere that has to be dissolved. And so by using these tools, and a lot of times the pain is in the heart, so you can target the fear and the pain or the, or as we said before, the depression, and you can tell it to go into the light. There's even something called, so some of the healings can take an hour to do, and you really get a thorough one. That, and this is all in the book. You can sit and read it for an hour and get a clearing for yourself. Or you can clear the energy of your friend or your relative, and they will be very thankful to you for doing that. There's also something called, there's a way to do it in a short 20-minute format. And there's also something else that I call healing on the run, where you, like, maybe you're in a grocery store and a parent is yelling at a child and creating a big stir in the grocery store. You can say, go into the light, go into the light, go into the light. To that distraught energy, and then you can pour divine energy into the person, like pour divine love into the mother and child or the family, more light pouring into them, and they calm down. It's amazing. So I mean, I encourage people, even just from hearing me do it, to start activating your healing power by working with the divine energies, divine light, divine love, divine truth, the go command, which is a divine command. And it's more powerful if you call upon the divine mother, if you call upon or some divine being. If Jesus is who you love, call on Jesus. Ask Jesus to help you. And Jesus' mission was all about love.
Yeah.
So pour the divine love into, you know, call upon. But the reason I'm saying call upon a divine being is because it elevates you to connect with them. You become their assistant in moving this divine energy. So,
okay.
It's great.
That's neat. So tell me, where do these vibrational tools come from in the first place?
Well, these are the tools that I created with Divine Mother. The Divine Light tool is one of the tools where you pour divine light into somebody. They all came from my inner experience with the divine. And when I met Divine Mother, then my experience, I was always referencing her.
Uh-huh.
And when I learned to talk to her, then she started telling me about what tools I needed to clear myself. Now, some of these tools are very practical. One of them is called clearing curses and spells. There are people who think that they have been cursed, and I'm not saying that they're not. So there's one Divine Mother tool called healing spells and curses. or anything, if you've been a victim of any kind of negative energy from somebody else, even if it's a negative thought or some, you know, somebody says, I hope this bad thing happens to you. That's like putting a spell or a curse on you. So you want to clear that. It's an energy that can be dissolved. Another one of the tools that I have is releasing agreements that no longer serve you. It's called, and it goes like this. I call upon Divine Mother to release all agreements, contracts, vows, commitments, trades, or exchanges that I may have made at any time in my life that do not serve the full expression of who I am now. These contracts, agreements, vows, commitments, trades, and exchanges are now canceled, released, dissolved, let go, made null and void, in the name and through the power of Divine Mother, in the name and through the power of Archangel Michael, and all frameworks, structures, circuitry, and grids that have developed as a result of these now canceled contracts are dissolved, collapsed, broken, released, and let go on every level of my energy field. And then you use the break command, break, 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 break. And I'll tell you why I developed this healing. It's because we make old vows and contracts in different life situations. We make vows and contracts in many different life situations. And if we've made them in the past, often they are no longer relevant to the present. But many of these will still linger unconsciously in our energy field. Some of them may have even been made in previous lifetimes, and they need to be released. And I came up with this because I was working with somebody who had been married and, of course, taken marriage vows, and then the marriage didn't work out, and so now they were married to someone else, and they still felt tied to the earlier vows they had made with the first person, and it was preventing them to be fully engaged in the second marriage. So, yes. So I'm not saying that everyone has this situation, but this person really was couldn't let go, because he said he had made these vows and, you know, in a church in front of God, and was very serious about them, and he felt they were very strong. So I called on Divine Mother and asked what to do, and she said that they're energetically, they're still tied to this person, and that they need to be energetically dissolved to free that person from, you know, from the old life, from the old choice that he had made that no longer is engaged with. So that's where this releasing agreements thing came from. I've also run into people who have made taken vows like for being a nun or a monk, a single person, and now they're no longer, they've then since moved on, and this could have been even in a past life, it doesn't have to be this life.
Yeah.
And then they've moved on, and they're they want to be involved in they may even have a family, but they feel distant from it, they feel like they're withholding from it, or they're uncomfortable with the sexual aspect of the marriage and the relationship. And so those old contracts of being, that many monks and nuns take as of being celibate, need to be broken. so they can move on. And the contract needs to be released. So so things that we've done in former either lifetimes or even earlier in this lifetime, if they're still hanging on to us, they can impede the happiness and joy that in the present. So so that's another reason that this particular tool, energy tool, is so valuable. So that's just, I mean, there are a variety of tools. They're amazing. Ascending light is, you know, light lifting through you. I mentioned the releasing agreement. There's one called binding tie cut. And the binding tie cut has to do with when you feel like you are attached to someone or something, you probably are. And you need to cut the ties. So the ties are, you cut the ties. I always ask Archangel Michael because he has this blue flame sword of truth. And you just, the tool is, it's really like a prayer, but I say I call upon Archangel Michael with his blue flame sword of truth to cut all binding ties, psychic ties, astral ties, multidimensional ties, and any other kind of tie between myself and then I can name the person, or I can name the situation, I can name a group, and because we get attached, we get tied in to different people and groups, and we can lose our personal power that way. We lose our self-authority that way by giving it up to somebody else and letting, you know, having those ties so wrapped around us that we can't be our individual self. So the tool goes, these ties are now lovingly cut, lifted, loved, healed, freed, forgiven, released, completely let go, layer by layer by layer by layer. And then I imagine Michael's blue flame sword of truth cutting these ties layer by layer by layer by layer, layer by layer by layer. So that's another very practical energy tool to use.
I notice in your book you talk about once closing holes in your aura.
Right. Yeah. That's one of the energy tools. Most people's auras, which is the energy around their body, are wide open. And a lot of times you're receiving negative energy from other people without even knowing it. And an example is you might be in a really good mood someday, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody comes up to you and starts, I don't know, I'll give this example. It's a better one. They don't even have to come up with you. They can just be, they can just call you on the telephone and start complaining or telling you all the terrible things happening to them. And you start feeling, you know, terrible. You started out feeling great, and now because of somebody else's thoughts and feelings, you're now feeling bad. So anyway, that's not good. It weakens you. So another
sorry, just a minute. Sorry, something happened. Okay, something happened. Sorry, go on.
Are we okay?
Yeah, we're okay now.
So anyway, there's so much negativity out there in the world right now, unfortunately. And many people are very sensitive to it. And it's unless you protect yourself by closing your aura to the negativity and the fear and other people's pain, you are impacted and debilitated by it, truly. So I have a closing holes in the aura, and I close to many subtle levels that are unseen, because for one thing, thought forms, negative thought forms, is one of the things we close to, because somebody else's negative thought forms can float in to your aura and cause you to be feeling, you know, terrible and sad or even angry if it's an angry thought form. So I have this closing holes in the aura that protects you from other people's agitation, other people's anger and fear. And again, it goes like this. I'll close your aura. We'll close. So I ask Divine Mother and Archangel Michael to close our auras to any limited plane, domain, or dimension influencing us in any way. These auras are closed, and then I go through to these different planes that many people don't even know about, but I explain them in the book. We close to the subtle astral plane, close. We close to the extraterrestrial planes, close. Close to the false gods, close. Close to the negative thought forms, close. Close to the lost souls, close. Close to the heavy, dense energies and entities, close. Close to the collective consciousness of the planet, close. The collective consciousness of our planet is primarily, at this time, fear. So we close to that. Close. We close to the interdimensional fields of agitation, close. These doors opening, then I'll repeat, these doors, openings, holes are now closed and sealed, and you are opening into your own self, your own infinite self, your true self. And you are moving from that true self and stabilized in your true self. Thank you. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you, Divine Mother. And so it is. So that's the aura closing. And it's very, it's a little lengthy. You can also close your aura with just an intention. You can say, I close my aura to all the limited planes, domains, and dimensions, and then say, close, 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 close. Now, it's important for you to understand that you're not closing yourself off. The closing is a lifting of your vibration. It is definitely creating a buffer. It's closing doors to the negative energies that are going to impacting you, but it's never closing to somebody's true self. And everybody's true self, I call their divine self. And the unconditional love can never be closed or cut off. So that's important to know when you're closing your aura, that you're lifting your vibration, you're protecting yourself, but the unconditional love is always there between you and the people that you love. So that closing the aura tool is very powerful and very useful. And if there's a person that, you know, if there's somebody in your life that you feel uncomfortable around, you can close your aura to their agitated energy.
We all have people like that in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that all of this is about energy and healing energy and closing to certain energy that's not helpful to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about physical ailments like headaches? Can you get rid of headaches by using these vibrational tools?
Hitting? Is that, what did you say?
Headaches.
I'm still not getting it.
Headaches. Your head hurts.
Headaches. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. A headache. I recommend, it depends on the headache, but what I recommend if you have a headache is softening. One of my tools is the softening tool.
Uh-huh.
And I'll take people through the softening. I'll take you through it. We did a little bit of softening before. But again, I call upon Divine Mother because I always want all this work that we do to be from the highest level of the divine. So I call upon Divine Mother, Archangel Michael. I often will call on Jesus Christ. I call upon I call on Lord Buddha from the Buddhist tradition, whoever you feel close to. I'll say, soften in the heart, and you soften in your heart.
Okay.
And then soften in your throat. It's soften means relax, allow, mm-hmm. expand. Soften in your third eye.
Yep.
Soften
I'm
the crown.
Warm again here.
Yeah, you're getting okay. See, you're settling back into Divine Mother.
Yeah.
Divine Mother is in the subtle.
Yeah.
Soften in the soften at the base of the spine.
Hmm.
And then soften in the pelvic area.
Hmm.
Soften in the navel solar plexus. And then soften in your heart. So the softening is a way to relax yourself and to expand. And most of the time, headaches are caused by some kind of tension or tightness somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can soften, even soften into the pain in the head, soften there. You may notice that I took you through softening in all of the major energy centers or chakra centers of the body. But we do it again and again. It's like, just soften again in the heart. I'll take you through it once more. But if I had a headache, I might soften for 15 minutes to expand that pain, to make the pain so it isn't so concentrated in one area. Soften in your throat. Softening, expanding, allowing. Softening in your third eye. Expanding, allowing. Soften at the crown. It's a gentle, to soften, it's a gentle thing. And yet it opens and deepens you.
Hmm.
And again, soften at the base. And soften in the pelvic area.
Yeah. Now my pelvic area is becoming very warm. Thank you.
That's, yeah, energy is moving in you. You see, by softening, we're actually moving energy through your body.
Wow.
Moving, truly, we're moving divine energy because we're working with Divine Mother. We called upon Divine Mother and other great beings. But the truth is, you are a divine being in a physical form.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and most people forget that, but it's not a good thing to forget, and these tools reconnect you with that. I mean, even the statement, you are made in the image of God.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just thinking
and
about it.
Exactly, yes. And so what I'm trying to do with these tools is remind people, not only remind you that you're made in the image of God, but that you can experience that divine, that divinity within you. Once you get these blocks out of the way, the fears and the pain and the depressions and all of that, you'll sense your oneness and unity with God. And at the very least, you're going to feel fantastic. Because this isn't only a healing modality that I'm teaching, it's really a modality for divine awakening. Because we use all these divine tools. And the divine tools are the divine presence. So we're waking up that divine presence within us when we use these tools. So it's a very powerful modality for evolution, and growth into divine consciousness.
Yeah. What about an individual's worldly problems, like a job, money, things like that?
Well, this assists all of that in increasing. I mentioned earlier that when life force is blocked in your system, that problems appear in the world, like relationship problems, money problems, health problems.
Mm-hmm.
They come from the basic life energy being limited and blocked. And what blocks it are these fears, the shame, all the negative experiences, the lack of self-worth, block that flow of life energy. And as we clear those blocks in the system, more life force flows through. Now, the blocks often picture in your life as relationship problems, money challenges,
mm-hmm.
health issues. When somebody comes to me with, say, a health issue, one of the first things, I'll call on the divine, we'll start softening, and then I'll start saying, often I'll pour divine light or divine love into that area of the body that's challenged. More light and more love. Then we may go into the break command because there's congestion there. That part of the body is basically sick because it isn't allowing the power of life force to go fully through.
and into those cells. So we'll start to break up that density that's blocking the flow of life force. So I'll use the break command. And then we'll keep, I have another tool called the Divine Nectar. It's like the nectar of divine love. It's like divine mother's milk. More and more divine nectar pouring into somebody. Bathing your body in the divine nectar. The divine nectar is very, very soothing and very powerful for illness. Anytime a person is ill, if they just pour the divine nectar in or even think the words divine nectar, it'll activate it in their bodies. Or get somebody to read the divine nectar vibrational tool. It's very, very soothing. I know you had asked something that got me on this track here. But,
no, will the vibrational tools help individual people with, you know, their own particular problems?
Yes.
Clearly.
That's right. Thank you. So whether it's a health problem, a money problem, finances. Finances are a flow. And when there's a block in the system, it can often outpicture as the finances being stuck, not moving. No inflow, therefore no outflow. So finances have to do with energy flowing in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with the softening to get the energy flowing. And then there's often a deeper belief system about finances that needs to be broken up. So we'll do break. We'll pour light into the finances. More light, and light is a flow. Love is a flow. What happens when I work with somebody is I have a certain sequence, which is, it's in my book. It's a sequence that I recommend people use these different tools in a particular order. And the order was actually given to me by Divine Mother. So you start off with breathing into the heart, and then there's an invocation where you invite many divine beings to join you to participate in this healing with you. And then then you pour in divine light. You start with the divine light. And get the whole system warmed up with divine light. And then after divine light, I will go into closing the holes in their aura. Because often the agitation in the world is agitating whatever is happening in your life, whether it's an illness or whether it's a relationship thing. So if you close the aura, then those energies won't be pushing in and interfering in your life. So it's very important to have your own vibrational integrity and not be picking up everybody else's vibrations all the time. And then after I close the holes in the aura, I'll go through a lot of different levels and clear the discord. We'll start with the emotional level and clear emotional discord. And I'll use all the tools. I'll use the go command. We'll break it up. I'll pour in divine love. And then we'll go to the mental level because people have fears in their mental field. They have negative thought forms in the mental field. We'll clear those. And then we go to the more subtle fields, the etheric level, which is the subtle energy emanating from your from every material object. And we'll and for human beings, there can negative thought forms and negative feelings can get stuck in the etheric field. So we'll clear that level out. And then after that, we'll clear the body, the physical body, softening in the cells, pouring light into the cells. And like I said, if there's a particular physical issue, we'll directly focus on that with the divine light, the love, and even the go command, telling the whatever isn't there, whatever is there to go into the light. So then we clear at the astral level, which is an which can be very agitated. It's a subtle field. Go send that those energies into the light. We'll clear at the causal level, which is a field that holds. One of the things the causal level does is it holds the karma. So we can clear the negative karma. And then we'll go to the celestial level. People often get attached to the celestial level. So we want to unlock attachments so that they can flow at the celestial level and not be gripping onto it. And get stuck there, even though it's a beautiful level, there's more, and that is, and then the next level is pure spirit, the infinite wholeness, and we want to make sure that that's fully awake and fluid in somebody's system, so that they have the benefit of that divine field, that infinite field of wholeness, which has the potential for everything in their life to be manifest. So we'll clear the pure spirit. Well, it's already clear. We don't really clear pure spirit, but we expand it into areas of their field that may not fully have embraced it. And then the next thing we'll do is clear at the level of the perceptions, the physical perceptions, the five senses, and the heart, as well as the knowingness, which is a which I call a perception, knowing. Sometimes you just know something is true or something is right. You and that's an extension of your perception. So those things are all cleared and awakened. And you, a person after that is, feels wonderful. And then, so that's the first go command. Then we'll go into filling the person with the divine energies. Oh, we might do releasing agreements, which I demonstrated already.
Yeah.
If it's needed, if it's needed, some people don't need that, but some do. So then we'll call back parts of yourself that you've been that have been lost somewhere. Many people give up their power to another person, or you know, a group, and so they we do calling back, calling yourself back from these other people, especially people who've been abused. They often, the abuser has taken their power. So
yeah.
They call themselves back from any abuse and from the abuser. And that's a beautiful tool where you say, I call myself back from, you name whoever or whatever you want to call back from, and then you breathe yourself back. You take a deep breath. And it's almost like the breath is sucking yourself back into your heart that had gotten fragmented. Not pieces of you had been broken away, and you're calling yourself back. into the heart center, into your wholeness. It's a very powerful tool. I call myself back. Some people need to be called back from their family of origin. I call myself back from the whatever cult people might have been involved with. I call myself back from, and then maybe there was an extremely dominant teacher or significant other, grandfather, patriarch or matriarch that you got just overshadowed by. You can call yourself back from that person. Calling yourself back is very self-empowering, so that you're not fragmented anymore. You're really whole and fully in your heart, fully in the body. And then after that, we pour in the divine nectar. We basically have cleared all of the discord out of the system. And now we're going to fill it with the divine energies, the love, the truth, the ascending light, all of these beautiful qualities of divinity that are yours because you are divine. And after we clear all that, those blocks and that discord, you can fully vibrate in your divinity. So it's beautiful. At the end, I cut the binding ties. We cut ties with everything that has been healed and released during that session, so that they don't come back.
Yeah.
So the ties are cut. Layer, I demonstrated this already by Archangel Michael's Sword of Truth, layer by layer, by layer by layer. And then we end with divine grace. The divine grace is such a beautiful, it's like shines you up so in such a special way that divine grace, you can receive the divine grace. It's beautiful and powerful. So I would really, so that's kind of what we do when we do a session. We go through all these different, this is how Divine Mother prescribed it. And it doesn't mean you can't break away from it if there's something you feel is necessary. But it gives you a whole toolbox where you're never going to be left without something you can do to heal and repair a wound that you may receive or that somebody else may receive.
Yeah.
It's like the vibrational, I call it the toolbox, but I also was thinking of like the doctor's bag, you know, how the doctors used to visit homes and carry their little stethoscopes and things. Because it truly is about healing, and it's wonderful. I'd like to tell can I tell anybody again the name of the book and how they could get it?
Yes, let's do that. We have a few minutes left. Why don't you tell people that?
Okay, thank you. So it's called Divine Mother Healing, and my name is Connie Huebner, and it's a workbook of tools to make anybody a vibrational healer. They're vibrational healing tools for your body, mind, and spirit. And you can get them on Amazon, the book, you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or my website, which is divinemotheronline.net. And there are a lot of other offerings we do. Besides the private sessions that I do group sessions that are free. Every other week they're free for on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock Central Time. And there's a, if you can't make it, you can sign up and you'll get a recording of that session mailed to you after the session. And you'll get a deep energy healing. It's all about energy healing and connecting to the Divine Mother. And let's see, there are different classes. I do teach a class, as I mentioned, on talking to the Divine Mother. I have something called the Ascension Program, which is talks about the highest level of development for a human being, the Ascension. And that's a powerful, powerful program. And there's a lot of knowledge that you can get on the website. Knowledge about the Divine Mother, transcripts you can purchase of things she said. So come to the website and sign up. We have a lot of free things, and then you can even get a daily quote mailed to your inbox every day from Divine Mother, some inspirational message. So thank you. Thank you for letting me be on
thank
your show.
You. Thank you. And we're about to be off, but I just wanted to say, if anyone listening has any questions, please call in the next couple minutes. Please call 424-243-9540 and press 1. If anyone listening tonight has a question, please call that number in the next couple minutes while we're still on, because we still have a couple minutes. So, since I don't see anything happening, no questions, Connie, why don't you just give us some more examples of people that you've been able to help through your programs?
Okay. Okay, let's see. What happened today? Who did I meet with today? Oh, well, so a lot of people who are sick come to me, and I always say this is vibrational healing, and I recommend that they always go to their medical doctors and other health practitioners. But on the energy level, we can really support what's happening with your physical body and the work that you're doing with your medical team by moving in the divine energy. Another thing we can do that happens a lot is people's relationships improve. People who've been fighting with each other, they learn tools how to dissolve the pain that they've been experiencing between them. And so when they start to argue, they say, wait, let's have some divine intervention here.
Okay.
And bring in some divine light. And it helps them then deal with the disagreements on a higher level by just taking a moment and pouring in the divine light and the divine love. It shifts the vibration.
Nice.
Yeah. I've also worked with people who have children who might be like addicted to some substance. And we'll do distant healing for the child, and I'll give the parents something to do. And we've had some really good luck in several instances of that child. And sometimes it's not like a little child, it's a teenager early 20s child. Just having like realizations and getting the strength to break the addiction. And those are extremely exciting situations when those come up.
Yeah.
So simple things are easy to manage. You don't get along with somebody, and helping to clear the energy, even healing things from family with family. I do ancestral healings because a lot of the family, a lot of the family issues are handed down from, you know, from the lineage. So we do clearing the ancestral lineage, everything from different illnesses, addictions, definitely abuse is handed down, and other tendencies. And so we'll do healing the ancestors and the way they're impacting the present generation. I also do house healings, clearing a house or a building. It's, you know, it's the same. Anyone who buys the book will be able to do that because it's all the same tools that I use, pouring in the divine energies and breaking the old thought forms that are in a house, breaking the old belief systems that are hanging around in the ethers of the building. So there's all kinds of things like that can be taken care of vibrationally that then make an impact on the surface level. So,
okay.
I mean, there's a lot more, but I've already been talking for 2 hours.
Yes, I know. But just quickly, I'll ask you, do you have another book in the works?
I do have a book in the works, and it's messages from Divine Mother. Some of these messages that I get messages for individuals from Divine Mother, and I get messages on different topics like the world situation. And in fact, I think I have some of these world situation messages on my website about what's going on in the current world situation right now. So the book is going to be about that. There's one on about death, Divine Mother talking about death and the process of dying and what happens through that dying. And, I've got them, a lot of them on relationships, because that's a big topic, of course. We all have to deal with relationships. But so the book, it will be have different chapters on different topics, and what Divine Mother, it's going to be called something like Divine Mother Messages or Divine Mother Speaks. So that's in the works right now.
Very nice. We'll all look out for that. But I want to give your voice a rest, and thank you very much for being on the show tonight, talking to us all, Connie. I really appreciated it.
Well, you're very welcome, and I appreciate you just letting me talk.
You have a lot to say. Okay. So
all right.
Music to go out on, but thank you very much, Connie.
Oh, you're welcome. You take care, and everybody, love to all of your listeners.
Thank you. And I'm just going to play a song by Nicholas Tatan. Energetic guitar.
Beautiful.
good night, everybody. Thank you.